Tristram Shandy. No, not the sprawling 18th century novel written by Laurence Sterne that you had to force yourself to read in college. I mean the film Tristram Shandy. To be precise, the strange, digressive, frazzled, and silly movie called Tristram Shandy, A Cock and Bull Story. Based on a novel that is a book within a book, the film is a film within a film about the book within the book. Confused? Me too. So I called NPR cultural critic Netta Ulaby for some help.
I'm Tristram Shandy, the main character in this story, the leading role. The trouble with writing a book about yourself is you can't fool around. Why not? People fool around with themselves all the time.
Well, first and foremost, I think I'm going to ask the question that may be the hardest one I ask you all day. Can you sum up the plot of the film Tristram Shandy for us?
In a word, no, but in a sentence, in a convoluted sentence that I hope does some kind of justice to the chaotic spirit of both the book and the movie, the plot is about an actor named Steve Coogan, who's been cast as Tristram Shandy, gentleman, the hero and the narrator of the novel Tristram Shandy, and his efforts to adequately inhabit this role and his struggle with his own persona as an actor and as a father and as a person. And it follows him as he attempts to make sense of both the character he's been cast to play and the character who he himself is.
Steve Coogan, why Tristram Shandy? This is the book that many people say is unfilmable.
I think that's the attraction. Tristram Shandy was a postmodern classic written before there was any modernism to be post about. So it's way ahead of its time, and in fact, for those who haven't heard of it, it was actually listed as number 8 on the Observer's top 100 books of all time.
That was a chronological list.
Right.
Well, this is, I guess, the question that I need to ask about the movie. Is it too clever for its own good? Because there were times when things were being said and scenes were being shown that I thought clearly referred to things that I didn't know anything about.
Yeah. And, you know, you probably, if you've read the novel, have had exactly the same experience. It's absolutely too clever for its own good, and that's what makes it a wonderful adaptation of the novel.
Yeah. Have you read the book, Stern's book?
I have. And in order to read it, I had to isolate myself on an airplane with nothing else to read except for the in-flight magazine, because I found it terribly difficult to read. And I feel like I'm admitting that I'm a dumb person by saying that, but I have to be truthful. It was not an easy read. It's not the sort of book you lose yourself in. It's something that you marvel at, no matter whether you like it or not, I think it's fair to say. But it was not, for me, absorbing. No. It was a slog.
Yeah. You make me feel much better about myself now. I have tried to read Tristram Shandy several times, in fact, and I've gotten into sections of it, but I ended up being confused every single time.
Yeah. I had exactly the same experience. And, you know, in comparison, Tristram Shandy, the movie, was a real entrance for me into the book. It was an exhibit of how one could have fun. It was taking the fun that I abstractly recognized, but was having a really hard time plowing through. And then I saw it dancing before me on the screen, and I thought, oh, I get it now.
That is a child actor pretending to be me. I'll be able to play myself later. I think I could probably get away with being 18, 19. Until then, I'll be played by a series of child actors. This was the best of a bad bunch.
He's unable to convey the pain or shock of such an event.
I think I can. Susanna said I was doing it exactly how you did it.
It may be the same noise, but it doesn't have the emotion.
Go on then, show me how to do it. I was told it was a comedy, not a pantomime.
There's a moment in the film when the actor who's playing the film's director asks the crew, why do we want to spend a year of our lives making this film? You remember that?
Yes.
One of the crowd shouts out, because it's funny, and he says, is that all? And then someone else shouts, isn't that enough?
you know, and to be making a movie about the fun of it. And that's really what the movie leaves you with when you watch Tristram Shandy, A Cock and Bull Story. I think even the people who dislike the movie probably walk out of the theater saying, oh, my goodness, to be able to spend a year in the British countryside drinking champagne and romping about in period costumes. What fun. And to have any kind of artistic statement about the fun of making art seems like a pretty powerful statement.
Why do we want to spend a year of our lives making this film?
Is it funny?
Good Lord, what is this story all about?
It's a great love story.
It's about the impossibility of actually connecting with another human being.
Is that not enough?
If it's genuinely funny, that is enough.
The scene of Tristram Shandy is a very simple one. Life is chaotic. No matter how hard you try, you can't make it fit any shape.
Neda Olaby on the film Tristram Shandy, A Cock and Bull Story. Neda is an NPR arts and culture reporter.